The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of God may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field, but while everyone was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So my guess is that some of you can identify with Jacob's experience in our Genesis reading today. Having fallen sound asleep, you are woken up around you, or you wake up to the sound of people standing up around you saying the Nicene Creed, and you realize you've fallen asleep during one of our sermons. And yet you can say, "Ah, truly the Lord is in this place." No, maybe? Okay. Well, the story of Jacob is a very powerful one, and it teaches us some really wonderful truths about God in three specific ways. Our Jacob story teaches us about God's presence, about God's promise, and about God's providence. Regarding God's presence, Jacob has just run away from his homeland. He's stolen his brother's birthright, or at least taken it from him, tricked his father, and he's in danger of losing his life, and so he runs away. And in running away, he has chosen not to follow the paths of civilization, where he would be surrounded by people, and also being able to take advantage then of the hospitality that was commanded during those times. He's in the middle of nowhere, isolated from people, and perhaps he might think even isolated from God. But here is where he falls asleep, and he has a dream, an understanding that he is in the midst of God's presence, the gate of heaven, where angels are going into heaven and coming out of heaven, and God himself speaks to Jacob. Now, what's wonderful is that, so Jacob discovers God's presence in a place he does not expect. As Christians, we actually have the fullness of this presence, in that the Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus Christ is in whom we move, live, and have our being. So there is nowhere and no way we can ever be separate from God's presence. God is with us now and always. It's something that Jacob caught briefly in this experience, that you and I, through Jesus Christ, experience at every moment of our lives. So with God's presence, immediately and effectually comes God's promise. Now remember, I said Jacob here has tricked his father, cheated his brother, and is running away from his home, which in this world would be akin to death. And yet, here in this open field, God says to Jacob, through you, I will create nations more than the sands of the earth, and through you, I will bless the world. This is the same promise that was given to his grandfather Abraham that is then fulfilled in totality in Jesus Christ. So at this one moment of time, Jacob gets this transcendent promise from God that what will be through him and his family is not only for him and his family, but the entire world. So this is a wide scoping throughout the eons promise of God that is repeated to Jacob in this moment where he thinks everything but that. So God is promising Jacob that although the world looks bleak right now, I will through you uphold my promise. So we have God's presence, which provides God's transcendent promise. But God does another thing in this moment. He tells Jacob of his providence, or really how I should say it is provideness. Because you see, Jacob is beginning a journey that will take him 20 years. He runs to a foreign land, agrees to be in basically slavery or servanthood to a man for 7 years to marry his daughter. And at the end of 7 years, the father marries the wrong daughter to him. So he wakes up the next day and says, all right, I'll work for you another 7 years to marry the right daughter. And then another 6 years goes on before Jacob can return. So here we have Jacob at the beginning of this decades-long journey into a foreign land of unknowingness. And yet God says, I will provide for you. So as God is not only transcendent, the fancy word in church is God is imminent. God says to Jacob, I promise you this, but I will take care of you now, and I will take care of you always. So Jacob wakes up and says, this is incredible. This is amazing. This is the kernel of what it means to know God and the truth of God. That God is presence, God is promise, and God is provideness. So that you and I in our world, in our times, in our lives, when we are alone, when we are isolated, when we feel like we're in foreign lands, we can remember that God's presence is always with us. And if we have God's presence, we have God's promise. And if we have God's promise, we have God's providence. So that you and I can say in every moment of our lives that the Lord is in this place and I know it. Amen.